are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So prayer holds significant importance in the life of a Christian man, playing a central role in various aspects of his spiritual journey and relationship with God. And then today we are going to be discussing the importance of a man who prays. Indoda must pray. A man must pray. Pray. We are joined on the line by my elder Arthur Mbanwe. I think I'm saying it correctly. My elder, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks. My name's Arthur Mbawe.
Mbawe. Okay. I wanted to pronounce the H. Mbawe. Thank you so much, my elder. I hope that you're good and you had a lovely Sabbath.
No, I'm good. We had a lovely Sabbath. Thanks a lot, yeah.
Indeed, my elder. Before we start, elder, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray so that the Holy Spirit may guide us in this conversation?
Shall we pray? Gracious Lord in heaven, we would like to thank you, Heavenly Father, for the blessings of this day, a day that has been given to us for purpose. Even as we continue to exist in the presence of the entire day, may your goodness be before us. We commit the entire processes of the day, the programs and everything else into thy holy hands for guidance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. We are speaking about all things, you know, the importance of a praying man. So I was asking that, ladies, if you know, when we are ticking the boxes, do we tick that the man must be prayerful or not? Because that sometimes it's something that we overlook. But I'm very happy that, you know, my elder will tell us why, in fact, this is important, you know. So my elder, how would you now describe the role of prayer in fostering a personal relationship with God?
You see, that's a very good question. You know, the role of prayer in fostering a personal relationship with God cannot even be overemphasized. Mm-hmm. It is a must do, all right? Mm-hmm. And I would like to pick it up from the beginning of things.
Okay.
The Genesis story, okay? Mm-hmm. In the Garden of Eden, man is created, all right? And the Lord, our God, is a relational God. He's interacting with his creation. And what we see there is a conducive environment obtaining. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, there is a harmony all the way. Mm. And then when we reach Genesis chapter 2, verse 16, God commands man what to do and what not to do. So he's giving instructions of what to do and not what to do. So mm-hmm. When you are praying, you are relating with God, and He's giving guidance.
Okay.
You know, you're entering in a spiritual sphere with the Lord, all right? Mm. And He gives you guidance. And we are going to go further. Now, the issue here is, we need to lay this background, because to speak about prayer from without, then it defeats the purpose of it.
Mm.
But we need to understand why prayer is important, the genesis of it.
Yes.
All right? Now, by the time we reach Genesis chapter 3, verse 7, we find that the fall of man happens.
Okay.
We all know that story.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And the result of the fall is the gulf. There is a separation.
Mm.
Adam and Eve are cast out of the Garden of Eden, and angel is cast, is put as a sentry there. And so the interaction that was happening is now broken. The
mm-hmm.
one-on-one interaction is now broken. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And that is Genesis chapter 3, verse 23. All right?
Yes.
Now, our God still loves us. Now, this is where we need to appreciate the love of the Lord.
Mm.
Despite the fact that Adam and Eve fell, the Lord still wanted a relationship with them.
Mm.
All right? He still needed to give them guidance. He still needed to interact with them. All right?
Mm.
And so, what we see is that He now gives another channel of communication. He creates another form of communication.
Okay.
Instead of the direct communication which used to happen, which prayer is, which used to happen, because of sin, there is a gulf. Now he gives the medium of prayer.
Mm.
All right? I don't know whether that makes sense.
Yes. You are following my pastor, elder.
All right?
Yes.
Now, When we read Genesis chapter 4, verse 26, we find that Seth, he is honorable before the Lord, and that his people begin to call upon the name of the Lord. So they relate with the Lord. They're communicating with the Lord through prayer.
Yeah.
All right? And then the rest of the preceding generations of the Abraham and the rest of the people, the Lord raises prophets to interact, to you channel the messages and so on, happen. So the point is, the role of prayer in fostering a personal relationship is a must-do for every man.
Okay.
Because without it, then you are operating on a very dangerous land.
Yo.
Then the Lord is not guiding you.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. You see, that's how important it is. You know? And it didn't only end at the Old Testament thing. Even when Jesus came through, he emphasized the issue of praying and even taught how to pray.
Yeah.
The issue of the Lord's Prayer in Luke chapter 11, verse 3, when going down, you know. So the interaction, the communication needs to be kept warm because we understand that it is God who is our creator, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And we understand that it is God who is our benefactor.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, when we understand that he's our creator and the benefactor, then everything else we achieve is as a result of his goodness towards us.
Mm.
You know?
So with that, Mpundisi, and I appreciate and love how you mentioned that, you know, without prayer, men basically, I would, in my own words, I'll say that they don't have a compass, you know. They're just moving because they don't have, you know, that connection in there. So how does it now contribute to their spiritual growth and maturity in their Christian walk with men? Because some men were like, I don't need prayer. I'm right, you know. I'm mature, like I'm 40. I'm a mature, you know, but no, you need prayer there. So how does it contribute to their maturity?
Exactly. Now let's just zoom back a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer is about a connection with the benefactor.
Okay.
One who makes us achieve what we ought to achieve when he befits fit. All right. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 17, 18, it is he, God, that in fact 17 says, you see, don't be proud that you have created wealth. It is God that gives the ability to create wealth.
Mm.
Men have a tendency of beating their chest and saying, I've achieved this, you know, I'm a super sharp guy, and so on. No. Pause a bit.
Yeah.
It is because of God. Huh? So what am I saying? We cannot begin a day without prayer.
Mm.
You know? We cannot continue with our activities midday through without uttering a word of prayer.
Mm.
We cannot let the evening go without uttering. In fact, the word of the Lord says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 16, 17, pray unceasingly. Why is that? Because we are building a relationship.
Yeah.
We are building interaction. We are growth then stems out of that.
Mm.
All right? When we pray, we engage in a spiritual communion with our Creator.
Mm.
All right? He gives us direction through what? Thy word is a lamp unto my feet.
Yeah.
Is that the point, eh?
Yep.
You're going to be exposed to His word.
Yep.
Mm? You will finally know what the Lord wants and what He doesn't want. Because that then, in order for you to pray, you ought to be a religious person. Foundation should be anchored on some form of religion.
Yep.
And this particular way we are saying, you need to be anchored on the word of the Lord.
Mm.
You know? So prayer has to be fully understood and becomes a critical lifestyle of every man. And once we do that, there's going to be spiritual growth, you know? And there is going to be maturity in the life of this praying man.
Mm. So, my elder, looking at you, now we would like you to share a bit about, you know, the things that you have experienced, you know. So, have you personally experienced a situation, let's say maybe a challenging situation, and you prayed about it, my elder, and you know, God provided you guidance because you've taken that prayer to Him through prayer?
You know, sis, challenges are many. I'll cite one out of the many. We've got a daughter. God blessed us with a daughter, our third born daughter. She was born fine, you know. Everything was okay. When she was about 2 to 3 years, somewhere there, she developed a strange illness.
Okay.
You know, she failed to walk. All of a sudden, she started to have convulsions.
Okay.
All right. And that incapacitated her. The speech was gone. The movements were gone. The limbs were gone. So everything was just like, you know, terrible. We went, took her to the hospital in Lusaka here. And the doctors looked at her. They did all the exams that they did and so on. They couldn't really figure out what was happening, you know. They couldn't figure out exactly what was happening. All right. But we continued to pray. And we rendered the entire situation to... So this particular moment when we went for review, there was a professor, I can't mention her name now, but she was a professor medic, you know, neurologist. So she looked at the girl and says, the first thing was like, do you people pray? We were like, yes, we do. So what? Your God is powerful. Like, yes, He is. So look, God answers prayers. He does. And certainly does, you know. And as long as we do not have doubts, all right, as long as we go boldly to Him in humility, you know, with pure intent, He will render to us according to His goodwill. Yes.
Indeed. And even besides you, my elder, even I think me, myself as well, I've had a situation where I was like, this was God. And I know that, you know, I've taken the matter to God there. So looking back at prayer, because when we pray, we're not only asking, you know, sometimes you're confessing, sometimes we're giving thanks. Sometimes, yes, we are asking. Sometimes we're just talking to God randomly, you know. So how does the act of confession and repentance through prayer impact the spiritual journey of a Christian man?
You know, sis, actually, there's got to be first things first in the prayer situation. The first thing we ought to do is to confess our sins and repent. All right? Why is that? We need to confess. We need to acknowledge, you know, our guilt, that we have sinned, and that we are sinners, and we need the grace of the Lord. When we have recognized that, okay? And then when we pray, the Lord now sees that my son actually acknowledges his guilt. All right? And he is seeking for sincere regret and remorse for the sins. And so that there should be a new connection, whatever the situation is. Sometimes we're confessing because of what we did and so on and so on. Even if you, there are sins of omission, there are sins of commission, you know. There are things that we do, we do not know we have sinned, and things that we know, this is sin. Now, every time I approach prayer, first things first, make confession, all right? We approach God, we should do first things first. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1 and 2 says, look here, my ear is not clogged, my hand is not short, that I will not reach out to you. But your sins have separated. You see?
Yep.
So we need to first acknowledge. So the act of confession and repentance is cardinal in prayer. You know? We need to realize we are sinners, and we need to detach from sin. Even as we seek the face of the Lord, whatever it is that we want to pray for, whether it is thanking Him, whether it is making some request to Him, whether it is praising Him, the Lord will still resonate with us. That is my child.
Yeah.
That is praying.
Yep.
And requires the help.
Mm.
You know? You remember the Garden of Eden experience?
Yes.
If we want to seek the face of the Lord, we need to recognize that we are sinners.
Mm.
And when we do that, we are not going to go with the Lord with a full cup of culture. You see, I'm so righteous. Why should I even pray? And so on. Because there are so many people that go with the Lord with a full cup.
Mm.
You know, when you go to the Lord, go on empty.
Mm.
And you'll feel the cup.
You know, my elder, most of the time, you know, we do shy away from confessing and repenting. But how you are saying it now, that, you know what, when we confess and repent, God actually does see that. And like, as in, my son is in fact have learned or is learning from their situation and acknowledging, you know, their mistake that they have done. So when now we have confessed, my elder, now we are starting to be regular in our prayer life. How does how does that regularity of prayer, you know, contribute to the development of humility in a man's life, that he knows that every day I must have a devotion, I must have a prayer, even if they set the time or they don't set the time, even when I'm busy, I know that at this time I have to take time out and talk to my Father in heaven. How does that contribute to their humility?
You see, that's a very important question.
Mm.
But probably before we touch there, let us always remember that the Lord says in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12, "For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and the ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil." So confession and repentance are key. You know? We cannot go and face the Lord without confessing. You put it, no, we feel shy to talk, to confess our sin. We should not. Lock yourself in the closet alone. Pour out honestly. Seek complete remorse. And then the Lord will do what he will help us. Now, with regards to the regularity of prayer and how it contributes to the development of humility, we need to understand, what is humility? The best example of humility we can cite probably is in the life of Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Who was Jesus Christ? He was our Creator.
Yes.
He is our Creator. All right? He came through Virgin Mary, through incarnation, all right? And humbled himself to the level of man, right? Ignoring his real self, for the purpose of lost humanity to reach out to them so that they can have connectivity with the Father who sent him. When we read the passage in the Word, Matthew chapter 5, verse 5, the Word says, "Blessed are the meek."
Okay.
"For they shall obtain mercy." Mercy to do what? Mercy to be saved even. All right. Now, prayer, considering that prayer is a form of dependency, you are praying to the benefactor. Remember what we say? It's a form of dependency. We need to depend on God.
Yes.
As our benefactor provides for us. You know, this life we've taken for granted. We are up and bustling, and you know, we are able to see colors. This is red, this is blue. I'm able to do that. Oh, the grace of the Lord. When we recognize that a prayer is a form of dependence, that we depend on God, our special benefactor, we are going to be humble. Humility becomes a natural, a character or characteristic in a man who prays.
Okay.
You can have peace, you can have so many businesses, what and so on. When you know that it is the Lord, you will humble yourself. You know, you're not going to elongate your net and put yourself on the chest and say, I'm the man, this one. You know the story of Nebuchadnezzar? It wasn't long later, after he pronounced those words, that he was humiliated. You see? So, regular prayer, which indicates that without the Lord, I'm nothing.
Yeah.
Humbles you. You see the picture that is being painted here.
Mm.
When we begin to pray, we continue to be connected with the Lord. We are always beginning the day with the Lord. We know that it is Him that will navigate us through the maze of the times. Mm. Then we are dependent. We are going to humble ourselves. You know?
Yep. Mm. Yeah. And humility is very important, my pastor. Very NB, that thing we call humility, because yeah, we have seen issues where men were not humble, and it did not go quite well for them and the people around them. So, Mfundisi, as we wrap it up, you know, sorry for saying Mfundisi, you know, I'm used to saying Mfundisi, my elder. As we wrap it up, you know, in your experience, in your walk in this journey, you know, with Christ and having a prayerful life, how has that disciplined prayer life, you know, influenced other areas of spiritual discipline in your life?
Excellent. You know, when you're connecting with the Lord, you're automatically directed to head His word, you know. You delve deep into His word. From the word that you learn, you are eager to share it with somebody which is witnessing, you know. And then even your worship of the Lord improves, you know. Reminds me to the worship of God in heaven. That is found in Revelation chapter 4 and elsewhere. You know, you worship with the Lord with the decorum that is required, because you are coming to this God. He's not a small entity. He is the creator, the owner of the universe. I mean, just to bring this point closer to home, how do we relate? How do we behave when we say, okay, so and so today you're going to meet the Republican president? Doesn't matter which country. How do we behave? Right. Okay, we want to make sure that we are well camped, you know. We want to make sure that even our step improves, and so on and so forth.
Yes.
What more with our Creator? The results that come out of that. You study the word more, you want to understand Him more, you are basking in His goodness more.
Yes.
All right. Because now that is as a result of the spiritual growth that comes out of there. And as a result, then Galatians chapter 5, verse 22-23 makes sense that the fruit of the Spirit now manifests in this person who is a disciplined prayer warrior.
Mm-hmm.
This person is full of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
Yeah.
The fruit of the Spirit, you know? So there is, finally, let me say that there is a lot of positives that come out of the disciplined prayer life.
Yes. I hope that the men have listened. Just as a reporter, just to throw in this last one, my elder, how important is it for us as ladies to have a prayerful man? You know, because we take everything. He's looking handsome, you know. Hey, he's got money, he's got this. But we forget to take the prayer party. How important is it for us to have a prayerful husband?
You know, it actually works both ways. How is it important to have a prayerful wife?
Yeah, yeah. You
know? It's got to be a yoke.
Mm.
When the two are prayer warriors, I'm telling you, All things just work out differently. So it's not going to be prayer man only. No. Both. Prayer woman, warrior, prayer man, warrior, the yoke. Then we are talking about different things.
Yes.
Different paradigm of things, different perceptions of doing things, different way of handling things. You are all both basking in the goodness of the Lord, and His blessings just continue to flow and flow and flow. So you want to have a prayer warrior husband? Absolutely. You know, it's not even a question we need to ask twice.
Yes.
Is it important to have a a prayer warrior wife? Absolutely.
Mm.
Because if the two that are yoked are equally yoked.
Mm. Mm. Indeed. Hi. Yeah. We have heard. My elder, I'm going to ask once again, can you please pray for our men so they may
Thank
be prayerful, you.
You
know? Even when life shows them things, they must remember that they must pray.
Amen. Shall we pray? Our Father and great Jehovah in heaven, in the Garden of Eden, you created man and then created Eve. Men, by your charge, are supposed to be the priests of our home. I want to pray, Heavenly Father, that may we all remember that without a connection with you, we are going to lose the coordinates of guidance to the family, and our families are going to go wayward. But we know, Lord, that if we connect with you through prayer and prayer and true prayer indeed, we are going to remain connected with you, and you're going to provide with us with all the guidance that is required through your written word. Our humble prayer, Heavenly Father, is that humble us as men so that we recognize that without you we are absolutely nothing. As we begin our day, may we begin on a godly note. As the day is rolling by, may we continue on a godly note. As the day comes to a conclusion, may we conclude on a godly note. Bless every man listening and those that will be listening even. And continue, Heavenly Father, to grow us spiritually. And bless the sisters even as they continue also to pray on. Because without them, men are not equally yoked. But we need them also, Lord, that they also be prayer warriors together with all the men. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. My elder, thank you so much for coming through and speaking to us, and most importantly, for speaking to my men to go back to their prayer life in case they were gone. But if they are still there, let them remain there. So thank you so much, my elder. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you. Have a blessed day too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.